We take our toilets for granted here in the United States, but that's not the case for nearly 4.5 billion people around the world. They have to go out and look for an available toilet. It's not easy. And for women and girls, the search for facilities means fear, fear of being harassed or attacked. WaterAid is an international nonprofit promoting clean water, sanitation, and hygiene, and they found that in that 4.5 billion number, there are more than 1.1 billion women and girls who can't go to the bathroom feeling safe. Chilufya Chilishe is WaterAid's regional advocacy manager for Southern Africa. Chilufya, women tend to be affected by lack of toilets more than men. Can you explain that?
Yes, we know that because of the biological needs of women, they will need to have decent toilets for far more reasons than men will. So if you think about when they're girls and have to deal with menstruation in the school, to when they're young adults managing menstruation in the workplace, there usually is no facility that is safe and private and allows them the access to save water for washing their hands or washing up should they need to. But there's also a social aspect to it. There is a huge amount of burden on them and fear when it comes to open defecation, for instance. So in many communities, they don't have decent toilets and have to use the bush. And there's fear of rape and sometimes death in those instances.
Yeah, I understand exactly what you're talking about. I saw this in Nairobi, girls missing classes in school when they have their periods and the schools don't have a private toilet. It does seem like all of this could be preventable if with some basic remedies. Why does it persist?
Well, it definitely could be preventable. I would say that from what we find in our work at WaterAid is it persists because for various reasons, but I just pick up two. The first is the problem is not visible enough. So when we think about water and sanitation and hygiene challenges, we talk a lot about the access to water and the challenges of people walking, and women especially walking long distances carrying buckets. But we often don't think about the sanitation part. What does it involve? What does it mean when a girl doesn't have a toilet in a school? So the problem is not visible enough. As a result, it gets very little financing. So financing for toilets as compared to water is very, very minuscule. So that means that a lot of the action just simply doesn't happen.
Are governments acknowledging the importance of safe sanitation? Do they see this kind of balance that needs to be struck between water and sanitation?
Well, because it's not visible enough, it often gets very slow traction. I think that there has been great buy-in on ending open defecation, and so a lot of progress is being made on that front. But when you get people away from defecating in the open, this next level of the discussion is what is the quality of the toilets they now have? Mm. And I think that that's where we need to get a lot more of discussion there. The other challenge with governments is, and governments and communities alike, I would say here, is that sanitation is often seen as a very private household responsibility. As a result, governments in most instances do not invest in building latrines for households. And many people would say, yeah, that's as it should be. If you build a house, you should definitely plan to include a toilet. But in many poor communities, we know that it simply isn't possible. And the issue is not as simple as that. So once we get to that point, I think we will see a lot more progress and action by governments. But I think that we are not there yet.
My experience in Kenya in Kibera, Nairobi, was pretty remarkable. Girls took up a collection to establish a private bathroom, and they charged a fee to use it. So they made some money, and they had their privacy because they had the key to the bathroom. Do you feel that women and girls are included in this process to make sure their needs are being met?
There are many innovative ideas, such as the one you describe in the case of Kenya. But I would tell you that from my experience, I find that there are rather few. And the main reason is women and girls just get left behind. They are not heard, and it's not often not factored into the design of even the few toilets that are built.
Let's go out on a hopeful note. Where have you seen real progress, where attitudes have changed, the plumbing was actually installed, and access to toilets was made safer for women?
Well, there are lots of actors like WaterAid that are going out and trying to set an example of how we could respond in institutions like schools and healthcare facilities, maternity wards especially, trying to show how to build a gender-friendly toilet that is the right size if a woman was pregnant. Because you'll be surprised, in some countries like Malawi, we did find they had built latrines at the healthcare facility, but they were just far too small for a pregnant woman to go through the door. So they're those sorts of things that WaterAid and others are trying to do to model a gender-friendly toilet, but also give a standard for how we should be thinking about basic sanitation for people.
Chilufya Chileshe is the regional advocacy manager for Southern Africa for WaterAid. Thanks so much for being with us.
Great. Thank you very much.